The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online in store wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. This is one of those happy moments. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm well, too. So, hey, folks.
Big excitement in the land, everybody.
Big excitement. Yeah, grab a pencil. Here, you got to jot down some dates. This is Medicare enrollment time, and we're going to talk about that in detail in a minute. Anyway, Medicare enrollment, you can change your Medicare plan at this point. This is from October 15th to December 7th. So October 15th, December 7th, while you have the pencil out, if you're in the Affordable Care Act, that's open enrollment. Why they don't get these dates synchronized, I have no idea. Anyway, that's from November 1st until December 22nd, where you can change your Affordable Care Act. So you get those dates written down. Today, we're going to talk about Medicare. So, and Medicare and all the surprises that surround open enrollment. And again, why there are so many surprises? I mean, it keeps Medicare brokers in business, but it's so confusing. Anyway, I'll sort it out for you. Let's start with the good news. The good news is that premiums are going to be holding steady this year. So your Plan B coverage, your doctor coverage, that is solid at $134 a month, no increase. Your Plan A coverage for hospitals, again, most of you will pay $109, no increase there either. And here's even some good news on Plan D for drugs. Now, that these prices vary from one coverage to another, but on average, it's only $33.50 for a month, and that's actually down a dollar from last year. So that is indeed good news. But do not let this good news lull you into thinking, oh, I've got a great plan, nothing increased, I don't have to do anything. You've got to shop, and you've got to shop every year. 90% of us do not shop, even though half of us could get better terms. We'd either get better terms or lower premium or both. If we just took, I'm telling you, it only takes about 45 minutes at most to do this shopping. It's as simple as can be. Please do it. And here's how to do it. Oh, you like your plan. Fine. Great. You don't like the internet. Okay. Terrific. Call 1-800-MEDICARE. The kindly person on the other end of the phone will help you shop for a better plan. You'll just stay on the line for as long as you need to find a plan. All right. If you say, okay, I'm good at the internet, here's a very simple thing to do. Go to Medicare.gov, go to Plan Finder, put in your zip code, then put in all your drugs. So if you've got the list up from a prior year, it'll help you. It'll pop. Last year's list will pop up as you go along and help you do that. But it's very important, very, very important, you've got to put in your exact dosage, because some plans will cover one dosage one year and then not cover that dosage the next year. So you've got to put in the exact dosage. The list of drugs that you take and the exact dosages, that should be something you already have, because your doctor should ask you for it every time your doctor sees you. So if you haven't taken the time to put that list together, this is a very good opportunity to do it. Okay, so you put that information in, and guess what? Up pops your choices. So like 70% of the people who take Medicare, and there are 57 million of us now, okay, on Medicare, it includes me, you choose Medicare Original Medicare. That gives you your hospital coverage and your doctor coverage. Then you can add Plan D for drugs. I certainly recommend that. And you can also add a Medigap policy to cover the 20%, it's actually more like 25%, that Medicare doesn't cover. Then you're completely covered. Okay, you're in good shape. Or you can pick a Medicare Advantage plan. And when you go to Medicare.gov, you go to Plan Finder, you put in that information, up will pop 20 or 30 Medicare Advantage plans listed by projected annual costs. So again, it's really easy to shop for these plans now. But and at this point, Jill, at this point, I always have to say, because we do this show sort of annually to update the information, I have to say, and I say it every year, I'm not a big fan of Medicare Advantage plans.
Now, are these the ones that are, and I'm so sorry to interject because I don't
know. No, please.
I have seen some, what I would consider rather alarming, if not just downright misleading, ads on various cable stations for things, and I haven't stayed in the room long enough to see what these things are, but the way that it's being presented sounds very, dubious is the nicest word I could come up with.
Well, it comes across in a way as too good to be true. I've listened to these ads. Look, I've, at a certain point, you know, when I was working at Reader's Digest, I helped write some of those ads. So, for Humana. So here's what I can tell you. They are within the law, and they're using phrases like every plan, we do too, that kind of thing. Like standardized coverage, we of course do. So they're within the law, but they make it sound, you know, if it's just sort of flying by, it makes it sound, you know, too good to be true, because the big sell in the Medicare Advantage plan is it's all in one. You don't have to do anything. We're covering your doctors. We're covering your hospitals. We're covering your drugs. And here's the beauty part. The federal government, taxpayers, we don't realize this. These Medicare Advantage plans offered by private companies like UnitedHealthcare, biggest, you know, insurance provider, these things are heavily subsidized. The taxpayers are kicking in $10,000 per member to subsidize these plans. Man, oh, man, who wrote that law? And these Medicare Advantage plans, therefore, have the ability to offer zero premiums in 90% of the areas that they cover. So you may, in your area, have a small premium. In many areas, it's no premium whatsoever. Plus, you're getting extras, right? You're getting 24-hour nurses. You might get a gym membership. So it really sounds awfully good. But. Medicare Advantage plans have major drawbacks. They have very tight doctor and hospital networks. In some cases, the doctors and hospitals are restricted to one county. And if you travel, hey, you're at a network unless you have an emergency, okay? And who's going to define what an emergency is? Now, my friends, and this is in Connecticut, my friends at Center for Medicare Advocacy, they fight with Medicare Advantage plans all the time over what's an emergency. I'll give you an example. This is recently, a woman was traveling down in Florida, and she had a brain tumor and fell and broke her hip. Sounds like an emergency to me, but not to the Medicare Advantage plan. So in $100,000, bill was on the table. Medicare Advocacy had to fight them to finally, they won that case. And the woman got her money. But that was a brain tumor, and you fall and break your hip, and that's not an emergency, and that leads to a big fight back and forth. Also, they have other very strict rules in some cases. For example, even getting into a network hospital, you may need your doctor's authorization before you can do that. That's awfully strict. And how about this one, Jill? This is the one that really, really rankles me. Medicare Advantage plans reserve the right to sell you one thing under a one-year contract and then change what they're offering. You got this? A consumer signs a one-year contract for a certain set of advantages and providers, and then UnitedHealthcare, whoever it is that's supplying the doctors and the hospitals, can change that. And I'll give you a recent example. UnitedHealthcare dropped, and I'm not, this is no typo, right? 35,000 doctors, and then that includes in Connecticut the Yale Medical Center. So people said, hold on a minute, wait a second. I signed up this one-year contract. I signed it up for my doctor. And in Connecticut, people said, look, especially a doctor at the Yale Medical Center that I've been overseeing, and United Healthcare said, tough luck, buddy, tough luck, because they have enough, and let's get clear about this, they've got enough Republican lawmakers down in Washington, D.C., who say, look, it's okay. These providers can get you locked into a one-year contract, and then they can change what they provide with 60 days' notice. That doesn't sound fair to me. You know, my friend Judith Stein at Medicare Advocacy says, look, it's like buying a car and getting a bicycle. I mean,
okay. Or you could say buying a car and finding out that it has pedals.
Yes, I mean, the wheels are missing. I mean, hold on a minute. I had to walk all the way back to the dealership because you forgot to add the wheels. We don't have to add the wheels. We gave you 60 days notice on the wheels.
It's just not right.
Fair. Yeah, this is not fair. And those laws ought to be rewritten. If you want to drop a Medicare Advantage plan, I mean, you're really kind of stuck because you signed a one-year contract. So you can disenroll, but you got to wait around until January 1st to February 14th. That's the disenrollment period. And at that point, you can't switch Medicare Advantage plans. All you can do at that point is sign up for Original Medicare and then add a Part D plan if you want a Part D plan. That's what you can do. Now, there is one escape hatch from lousy Medicare Advantage plans, and a lot of people don't know about this, but at any time of the year, at any point, you can switch to a 5-star Medicare Advantage plan or a Part D plan. These stars are provided by the government according to their investigation of these plans. So if you've got a top 5-star plan, you can switch to that, and you can find these 5 stars. They're very easily call that 1-800-MEDICARE, or go to Plan Finder and just sort by stars, and all of these 5-star plans will pop up. Keep your eye on your Plan D, because they churn. Plan D is the drug plans. They're churning the drugs they cover and the dosages I indicated and the prices. They're churning that constantly. So if you're in a Plan D, you'll get an annual notice of change. Okay, it's a booklet. It should come to you. You may have it already. Certainly, you should get it in September. Go through that carefully, because by law, the plan has to disclose all changes in premiums and in any kind of drug coverage. First, absolutely make sure that every one of your drugs is still on their approved list. That's called the formulary. If it's not on the approved list any longer, let's say it was last year, but it's not there this year, they're not going to cover it. They won't pay a dime for it. So you got to be absolutely sure about that. And then you look, check the deductible. It may have gone up. Check the out-of-pocket maximum. Check the out-of-network copay. And one more, check restrictions. This is tricky, right? Restrictions usually apply to the quantity of drugs that the plan will cover. So I take a medicine called Lyrica. I take 3 a day. That's 90 a month. Some of these plans allow me to take up to 120. Some restrict me to 90. Now, if my doctor said to me, hey, you know what? Lyrica's not working for you any longer. 3, I think you need that extra pill. If I'm in a 90 plan, I'm paying for that extra pill each month. So look at those restrictions. They're important. And watch out for this trick, folks. Your drug is still covered, but it just got pushed to a higher tier. So there are 4 or 5 tiers, and the higher the tier, the more expensive a drug can be. So your drug can go from $35 copay a month, let's say, to 33% or 45% in a blink if you get caught in the wrong plan. And if you've got an expensive drug that costs thousands a month, that's real, real money. So look at those, the annual notice of change. Look at it very carefully before you sign up for a Plan D. Even if you love your Plan D plan now, it may not be the plan you love this year.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, in stores and online.